WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
It's on me now, Oos.
Hey, I'ma get them all. I'ma get them all, Oos. Yeah! I'ma get them. I'ma get them. I'ma get them. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's on me now, Oos. It's on me.
Hey, hey. Main Event Jey Uso is now in your city.
This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use carry code ROCKSOCK or the Tim Warden in the Fortnite Shop or Epic Game Store with hashtag Epic Partner. Yeet, yeet. Will the Yeet Man be the next world's heavyweight champion? We'll find out this Saturday on Saturday Night's Main Event. But we're not here to talk about Saturday Night's Main Event. That's Saturday when that happens. But we're here to talk about Monday Night Raw. I'm the producer, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
It is all about that yeet in the new year. Jey Uso is on the rise as he gets ready to take on Gunther.
And that's what the big segment that started off Monday Night Raw was. Jey Uso coming to the ring. He talked all about what he's going to do, and then Gunther came out. Gunther assumed Jey was going to say that he would win the world championship. Jey said yes, and then he would take the belt and hang it up in his room, and he called Gunther. Gunther called Jey a funny little man. Gunther said Jey looked at him in the eyes last week. Gunther said he was looking forward to facing Jey until he saw him come out and act like a complete dork and a company mascot. He said it was just well to be challenged by Jimmy Uso. Gunther said Jey never follows up his words. He said the fans are naive enough to believe every word Jey says, but he does not. Gunther talked about Jey showing up for different people and said that makes him a useful idiot. Gunther said Jey's words and actions do not align, whereas his do. Gunther said he would expose Jey as a flash in the pan who has no business being this close to the world heavyweight title. Jey said Gunther was right. Jey said he is the mascot. He pointed to the fans and they are, you know, this is my team. Because they ride with him and they thrive with him. Jey said the fans will be there with him when he beats Gunther for the world heavyweight title. Jey talked about telling Gunther that he respects him. Jey said Gunther will put some respect on his name. Jey said the only one who had made it rather than WrestleMania in this ring right now, and it wasn't Gunther. Gunther attacked Jey. Jey battled back. Jey superkicked Gunther. He cleared the ring. He laid the world title down, told him to come get it, and that was your hype for the main event this Saturday at Saturday Night's Main Event for the world's heavyweight title.
I'm here for it. Like, I think they did a really good job selling the match. I think the back and forth between Gunther and Jey was really good. Do I think Jey is going to win? I don't think they instilled enough doubt in Gunther for me to honestly believe that Jey really stands a chance, but they could surprise us. They could throw one out of nowhere. But I thought that the segment and the whole build to this match has been very, very good and very well executed, especially with Jay. Like, I feel like he's grown so much in this program. Like, he was already excellent, but this just, especially with the direction they've taken with him being a little bit more serious, with him being a little bit more focused, has been really good.
Yeah.
And the match will be really good. Yeah, like, the match will be very, very good. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
New Day was backstage. They ran into JBL. They put some cash in JBL's pockets, basically buttering him up. And, you know, they want him to say kind words about them on commentary. And JBL was like, he gets it. He said Big E was charismatic and now they got rid of him. And the fans will pay attention. But he did. They used to rock and now, well, you know, Kofi and Woods took offense to it. They stormed away. They stole the money back at ringside. From JBL, it was $2. JBL was on commentary as Kofi Kingston took on Rey Mysterio. Good match.
It was a really good match. It was a bit long for me, but it was a good match. But yeah, I liked all the stuff between them and JBL. Like the bad days on a roll, they're continuing their heel ways, and I like it. It's enjoyable. I kind of like also them a little bit better on Twitter because Xavier's just out there being so bitter on Twitter. It's so funny. Yeah. it's like, dude, calm down. Because what was it? The TikTok ban? He's like, even the TikTok ban or TikTok realized the unrealized potential.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, stop that.
Rey Mysterio would get the win afterwards. Kofi and Rey would go after Rey Mysterio until Joaquin Wild and Cruz Del Toro made the save. They started to get away, and then they took out Wild, drove him into the ring post to end the segment. Good stuff.
Very good stuff. Very entertaining.
Kathy Kelly talked to with American Maid. Gable said he needs help with this luchador problem, and it's going to get some help from one Dominic Mysterio. So there's that. Ivy Nile says she's going after the IC title, and Creed want the tag title, so they want gold in 2025, does American Made.
We'll see if they can get it. It's pretty competitive.
We will, in fact, see if they get it. There was a backstage segment later where Chad Gable was trying to get some help from the Judgment Day, kind of working with Dom and stuff like that. And we also saw that Judgment Day is going to get their title shot next week, and there's still some, it seems, a little tension between Liv and Dominic at the moment, too.
He's not completely forgiven. We'll see if she can, you know, maybe forgive him, kind of forgive him, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think she's just going to hold on to that and let that fester.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we all know, right? Like, how this whole thing got set up, that she quote-unquote stole him from Rhea Ripley, and she doesn't really actually, you know, care about him because she was playing a game. And well, we all know that Dom was kind of probably playing a game on Rhea, and now he's playing a game on Liv, and now he tried to play the game back on Rhea, and Rhea, you know, very promptly told him to go F himself. So here we are, where we have people using each other, and you know, they're trying to keep it going, and it's just gonna get so awkward, and I can't wait to watch it. The tea will be so hot, and it'll be great.
It will. Sheamus was interviewed backstage, talked about how important the Intercontinental title is to him, talked about how going backwards a title because he won the WWE title first, and now it's the Intercontinental title is the only thing he has to go after because that's usually the first title people win. He said he's been close for the last few years but has not got it, but Saturday that would change. Bron Breakker got in his face, called him an old man. Sheamus shoved Bron Breakker. Bron Breakker also told him to retire. So, nice little build-up.
Are we talking about Saturday night's main event on Thursday?
No.
I know we're doing Pick'em. Okay, so I will say this now. WWE, if you are in the sound of my voice, please, for the love of God, put us all out of our misery and just give Sheamus the IC title. Just do it. Just give him the honor, give him the triple crown or whatever it is, the grand slam, whatever you call it. Just do it. Because here's my issue, is every time, the last few times he's come up for the IC title, it's the one title he's never won. And they've built this up and they built this up, they built this up, and then he's lost it. And they build this up and they build this up and they build this up and he's lost it. And it's getting really hard at this point to really get excited for him winning that title, you know? Like, they actually had a shot to do it, I think, last year, and it would have been huge for him. And they decided not to do it. And that's fine. That's completely fine. I don't have a problem with that. But it's at this point, it's you keep putting Sheamus in that IC title hunt, and you keep going back to that well, and that well is getting drier. So it's like, at some point, you have to put it on him or nobody's going to care, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you keep having him lose, nobody's going to care. And honestly, if you have Breaker lose it for like a month.
A week.
It's a week. It's not a huge deal because it's not necessarily about Sheamus having a long reign. It's not necessarily about him having an impactful reign. It's about him just winning the title. That's all that matters. That's all he needs is the title. So to me, it's like, just do the fucking thing. Please just do the thing. Do us all a favor and just do the thing. Please give him the title. Thank you. Appreciate the TED Talk.
There you go. Monday Night Raw opened with, you know, the usual shots of people walking in the building. But Rhea's arrival, she got jumped by one Nia Jax.
Yeah, and then Rhea returned the favor.
And Rhea would end up returning the favor later. We also learned that Bayley has declared herself for the Royal Rumble and will also be officially now a part of Monday Night Raw going forward.
I think it's a good move for her. We'll see how this all plays out because Damage Control is on Raw, but Damage Control has moved on, but she does have enemies on Raw. I think it's a good refresh for her. So we'll see how that goes.
She took on Nia Jax, had a hell of a match on Monday Night Raw. Nia Jax still doing some really good work, getting the win over Bayley with the Annihilator. As you mentioned, Rhea would get her revenge. She came storming down to the ring. She went right after one Nia Jax. They battled at ringside. They had to be pulled apart by security. They tried getting on the announce table. The officials pulled them apart. And then Rhea grabs the mic, goes, "You, me, Saturday night's main event."
Okay. I'm here for it. Let's go.
And it's been made official. It will be Rhea Ripley versus Nia Jax at Saturday night's main event. We talked about it last night on WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio that they were going to add a women's match to the show. And hearing it, I'm okay with this.
I'm fine with it. I have no issues with this whatsoever. Like, sign me up. Because I think this will be very good in the sense that you have two physical individuals that are just going to beat the shit out of each other. And we're all fine with that.
We are, in fact, all fine with that. It was the follow-up to his debut last week on Monday Night Raw. It was Penta taking on Pete Dunne. Pete Dunne, pretty good second opponent for Penta. Pretty solid match. Penta's entrance got a little bit of a tweak after they put out the video of Hunter showing how he was going to do the entrance. And then they got a new firework thing, a spinny circle thing for the Zero behind him, which was cool.
Which was really cool. I liked, again, how they made him feel like just an absolute star and a big deal, because of course he is, but the fact that they're throwing up all the press coverage about Penta joining WWE, and they've made it feel very important, like they've continued that on, and then they've given him a very solid opponent in Pete Dunne. Like, the match was good. It was very enjoyable to watch. I thought they got along great, put on a hell of a show. But yeah, like, I like how they are presenting Penta to everyone.
Yes.
Although I think people did have a chip on their shoulder about Triple H in the entrance video. I think some people were just a little upset by that, but it's fine. It's whatever.
They've been doing that with everyone's entrance. They've been putting it out on Twitter, so I don't know.
But some people were like really, really, really like, oh, he taking credit for everything.
People do that all the time. It's nothing new. Anyway.
Oh, shit. Sorry, go ahead. Football game.
Yeah. CM Punk came through the crowd and did an interview up in the crowd with Jackie Redmond. Jackie said there are only so many ways to get to the main event of WrestleMania, which is one thing he wants to do. Royal Rumble is one way. But Punk has never won the Royal Rumble. And it's one of the most loaded Royal Rumbles to date. Jackie Redmond wants to know what makes this one different for CM Punk. He goes, history. He talked about that's what he's been doing lately. He's main evented the first ever WWE Netflix on Raw. Or Netflix, Monday Night Raw on Netflix. He also talked about, you know, Seth Rollins being the odds-on favorite to win the match, but he beat him 2 weeks ago. He talked about, you know, the guy you cannot see, John Cena, and said he can't see John Cena throwing him over the top rope. He said Roman Reigns needed his help to sit on family business at War Games. Punk said there are no friends in this Rumble. He put Drew McIntyre in the dirt. He told him, don't ask about Sami Zayn because Sami's not even on his level.
Ooh.
And if they put Hulk Hogan in the Rumble, brother, he'd Hulk Hogan's dusty ass out of the match, over the top rope, and kill Hulkamania forever, brother. He said he's settling scores, cashing in debts, and calling in favors if he needs to. 29 men are going night-night at the Royal Rumble, and the winner will be CM Punk.
Punk on the microphone. He can't lose.
Very good.
Yeah, it was a great promo by him. Good way to sell he's in the Rumble. Good way to put it over. Good way to put himself over. Like, this spoke to all of his strengths, and I thought he did very well with it.
Jackie Redmond's face when he talked about Hulk Hogan was like, oh shit, he brought him up. Okay, we're going there.
It's like, for fuck's sake, Punk. But it was fine, because we would all be, like, completely okay if he did that. Like, it's like, okay, all right, do it.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, for sure. Io Sky and Dakota Kai took on Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark. Big highlight was Zoe Stark's dropkick to Dakota Kai. That was impressive.
It was pretty. That was super pretty.
It was. Io and Dakota end up getting the win.
So Damage Control is kind of together, but kind of not together. Like, I understand Kari's hurt. So, you know, they're doing what they can, but, you know, they've brought Dakota back in the fold, which is a good match for Io. They're kind of building them back up. They're inserting them back into the tag division. So this should be fine. This will be good.
It was a good showcase for both of them. Sami Zayn was in the ring. He said he asked Seth Rollins asked him if he would help him for once, made him think about a lot of things. He talked about the 14-year-old himself and eventually said he believes every bit as good as the top wrestlers in WWE. And he says, oh, they're all in the match. They're all in the Rumble. So the only difference between them and him is they've held world championships, but he has not. Zayn said he doesn't feel like he needs to need that to complete him, but he said the sport of fans has meant more to him than a world championship could ever mean. So I don't need a world championship, but damn it, I want it. As he's also declared himself for the Royal Rumble. Out came Kevin Owens. Sammy's like, I knew you'd come.
With the stolen title. He still has the stolen title. It's everything I could want.
Sammy asked how Owen wants to do this. He asked him what do you mean by that? Zayn said everyone saw what he did to Cody for teaming with Roman Reigns and all the things, but Owens admitted he was upset initially, but it's not the same because Sami and Roman have a lot of history. But also, him and Sami have a lot of history. He said Reigns did a lot of terrible things to Sami that Sami chose to overlook, just as you forgave him, and just like you forgave me for some of those terrible things I did to you. You're a good person. That's who you are. He added that, you know, you're my best friend. You're my brother. Owen said he wholeheartedly believes that Sami can and will win the Royal Rumble. Owen said Sami deserves to win and challenge for the WWE Championship at WrestleMania. He talked about main eventing WrestleMania with Sami winning tag titles. Now they can main event WrestleMania for the WWE Championship. Owen said Sami can win because he has his back. Owen says he'll walk out of the Royal Rumble as champion because he knows that Zayn has his back, just as Zayn and Reigns had Roman's back. Sami had Roman Reigns' back. Owen said he knows that if he needs him, Sami will be there. So Kevin's trying to pull on the heartstrings, Sami Zayn, to help him win the WWE Championship at the Royal Rumble.
Sami, don't buy it. Don't buy it. Don't do it. Don't go back to that. We all know he's bad for you. Mm-hmm. I know he's your frenemy, and I know y'all have fun together, and when you're good, you're good. But when you're bad, oh God, you're bad. So, you know, don't be going back to that now. Don't do it.
What if he does? And what if it's Kevin and Sami for the WWE title at WrestleMania?
I mean, I think the internet would be very happy about that. And it would be an excellent match between the two, because it always is. And I think it's been a really hot minute since we've seen Kevin versus Sami. But at the same time, Sami, he's not good for you. Just stay away from that. Okay? Just stay away. Avoid that. If anything, I can see like one eliminating the other in the Rumble, and that kind of kicks off something between them. But yeah, like, it's just no. Just y'all don't need to be going there. Just stay out of each other's lanes, okay? Just stay away.
Before we get to our main event of the night, it's a reminder, the WWE Royal Rumble entry contest is started. If you would like to participate, all you have to tell me is all in, and you'll be entered into the entry contest drawing, which takes place this Sunday on Wrestle Talk Radio. What it will be is you get two numbers in the two people in the Royal Rumble matches, one for the men and one for the women. Very simple, very easy. Just say, I'm in, and you're in for that. But our main event was Seth Rollins.
Can I just say something first?
Yes.
Dibs on Wrestler 3. Go ahead.
I don't know if you really want Wrestler 3.
It's probably, Wrestler 3 is mine.
Probably a bad number. But anyway,
I never win anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Anyway, your main event of the show was Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre, a WrestleMania 40 rematch. Pretty good match between the two. Drew kind of saw Rollins like he wasn't really putting up much of a fight, and then out of nowhere, a quick roll-up, and Seth Rollins beats Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre then took care of Seth Rollins with a Claymore kick after the match, and then was going to smash his head on the ring post until Sami Zayn came out and made the save for his friend. Sami then went after Drew. He got hit with a Glasgow kick, and then they started fighting back and forth. Seth Rollins was up in the corner. Drew was in his face. Drew moves, and Sami hits Seth Rollins with the Huluva kick.
Honestly, I like the finish better than the match. Like, the match was fine. The match was good. You would expect it to be at this point between these two. The finish was nice because it was Drew. It's a good way to protect Drew because he kind of lost in, like, a bitch fashion.
Yeah.
And he got sort of like bamboozled a little bit, and then you recover him very nicely by having him beat up Seth. But the Sami was a nice touch, especially Sami kicking Seth. That was a nice touch because you saw it at the end where Sammy's just standing there looking at an unconscious Seth like, oh, I fucked up. Oh, I fucked up hard. So yeah, I thought this was very well done. A good close to the show.
It was. That'll do it. For the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. This Thursday, we're back live at 10 p.m. Eastern with The Wreck.
That's right. Tune in. We will have news. We will have notes. And we are going to have WTR Fantasy. That's right. We're hosting this time. Everybody's coming to us. It's going to be a party. There will be chips, dips, salsa, whatever you want. It's BYOB because we're cheap. But everybody from the WTR crew is coming over to our house, and we're going to do pick 'em in terms of WTR Fantasy. And I think Rock has twists in mind, don't you?
We have twists. It's a solo season. Going solo again. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Solo. Yeah. Just read the Discord. There's a lot of other twists, too.
There's stuff in the Discord?
There is stuff in the Discord.
I was going to ask you about it after the show.
There was a whole announcement in the Discord. So, there are twists.
I don't read the Discord?
This is why we have things. Anyway, there's twists. Tune in. I had a twist. And then last night, Brent added a second twist. So, two twists in one. This Thursday. On The Rack. WTR Fantasy Season 20. Tune in.
I'm reading them now.
Saturday night. 11:30 p.m. Eastern. It's CB Radio live. 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, it's Wrestle Talk Radio. 10 p.m. Eastern. Previewing the Royal Rumble. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show. Right when Monday Night Raw ends, which it seems like 10:30, but maybe next week it'll be 3 hours because it's the push to the Rumble. Who knows? I don't know. I don't think anyone knows. But 10:30, 11
will be
live.
Better not be 3 hours.
I mean, you never know. Anyway, it's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/WildTalkRadio. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel. Click that purple rectangular button below the screen. You use credit card Rockstock or
Lynn's M Ward.
In the Fortnite item shopper, Epic Game Store. Why? Because
we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward, where we have been streaming Honkai Star Rail, and we've been doing Emporius, and we finished the story today, and Jesus Christ, it was long. But we are still streaming Honkai Star Rail. We're going to stay on that kick and continue to explore Emporius. So if you want to, you know, come check it out and hang out, it's twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can also follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/AskAboutLynn's Ward. And you can follow me on TikTok, because it's apparently not dead, Lynn's Ward Zero.
For at least another 75 days.
Go on.
Yeet.
Go on.
Yeet. 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 It's been a Raw Post Show presented by, as always, by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack featuring the WTR Fantasy Draft. OHI. We'll be back next Monday night, right after Raw ends, for the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Yeah, yeah, it's go time now.
okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Hey, let's get it, Oos.
Hey, I'm about to get him, Oos. I'm about to get him on.
Let's go.
Oos.
It's just me, Oos. Day one, it's just me, Oos. Day one, it's just me, Oos. Day one, it's that. Light them all up and knock them down like this.
WildTalkRadio.com.